The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, I will play you the theme to a classic TV show. Just name the show. These are old school, by the way.
Song number one.
I'm in.
Love. Exciting. And
I'm in.
Right,
what
go.
A jam.
Amy?
Love Boat.
Oh, correct.
Lunchbox.
Chips.
No. Eddie?
Love Boat, man. Come on.
All right,
is that
name.
Your favorite when you were a kid?
Yeah, I've never heard that one before in my life.
Name Haters. This classic TV show theme song.
What's the show?
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Growing Pains?
Lunchbox?
Growing Pains.
Eddie?
Family Ties.
Oh. Yeah!
Wow.
Hey, it was either one of those. Hey, that's where
one of the two?
Yep, that's where I was like.
Name this one.
Oh, boy.
Men.
Oh, what?
What?
She got it.
Welcome back. Your dreams or your ticket out. Welcome back to that same.
Amy doesn't have it. I got it.
Amy?
Welcome back, Carter.
No!
Oh. Yep, yep, give her the buzzer.
You lost it.
Why'd you ding me?
Lunchbox.
I put Family Ties.
Eddie.
It's Mr. Carter. Welcome back, Carter.
What is it?
Carter.
Spell it.
C-O-T-T-O-R.
I'll take Carter. It's Carter.
Okay.
Carter, okay. Correct. It's welcome
How
back, Carter.
How is it spelled?
Carter. You said Carter.
Yeah, it's, there's no R.
Okay.
Name this. No. Don't okay us. Woo! You know you were wrong.
Okay.
You did say Carter.
But you got that quick,
I know,
Amy. That was
I
really good.
I really thought it was Carter.
Here we go.
I'm in. I'm in for the win.
I'm in. For the
I'm
win.
I'm in for the win.
Oh.
Okay. If Amy and Eddie are tied.
Yeah.
Amy.
Hawaii 5-0.
Eddie?
Hawaii 5-0.
Lunchbox?
Magnum P.I. I didn't watch a lot of TV back in the day.
Amy, Eddie, we got a tie here. There we go.
Yeah.
Nice for us.
All right, we ended in a tie?
You ended in a tie.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I want to go over and talk to Jowan in Utah. Hey, Jowan.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening?
Nothing much. Hey, my wife ran a marathon in Salt Lake City, and she took first in the women's division, and the first 2 hours that she was running, she was listening to the Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, wow.
Wait, she finished first in her division?
She finished first in the women's overall division. She won a little bit of money, so that was cool.
Holy cow. How fast did she run the marathon, do you know?
She ran it in 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Amy, when you ran the marathon, what did you run it in?
4 hours and like
some change.
38 minutes, maybe something. I was 3,653rd place, I think.
But were you listening to our show? Because apparently that's the secret ingredient to winning.
The show didn't exist then.
Well, Joe, what's her name, Joanne? Give her a shout out.
Her name is Jamie Alviso. We are both high school teachers at Sky Ridge High School in Lehigh, Utah. She coaches cross country. I coach soccer. And I'm actually the one that tweeted you about those custom shoes a while ago.
The Toy Story shoes?
No, the customized shoes for like her anniversary.
Customized shoes for her anniversary?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember that. And then shortly after, you customized shoes for your dance partner, so I thought you got the idea off of me.
Oh, no, I have no idea. Listen, that's one of my favorite tweets. I was just talking to Amy about it earlier today, right? Cover me.
Yeah.
Cover me here.
Yeah. He talks about you all the time.
All right, Joanne.
You guys are awesome. We listen to you every day. Shout out to you guys.
All right, appreciate you, bud. Congrats to your wife.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Let's say, Amy, you were flying from here to Texas, and you're in the airplane, and all of a sudden, the cabin fills up with smoke, heavy fog.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
What would your husband say about that, him being a pilot?
Stay calm. Do I need the breathing thing? Do I
Probably.
Need oxygen?
And if it doesn't drop, you should start punching the ceiling. Give me that breathing thing.
Yeah. Make sure to put the oxygen on yourself before helping others. Stay calm. Be prepared. Know where the exits are. Stuff like that. your shoes on.
Well, you're getting ready for a crash. It's just smoke. And Amy's like, brace for impact.
Well, I'm telling you what my husband would tell me to do.
Passengers were alarmed after a thick layer of mist started filling up the cabin on a Delta flight going from Jacksonville to New York. One of the passengers filmed the cabin. I'm looking at it now. You can't see it. It looks like it gets real foggy on the streets and you can't see ahead of you.
Yeah.
It was so thick. She said maybe it was from humid weather, but the Delta flight attendants didn't explain what was going on. I have a friend that's a flight attendant, and I was like, hey, what's the deal? If something goes wrong, like, are you guys trained to just show nothing is wrong? She's like, oh, yeah. We're trained to do nothing that shows we're alarmed in any way whatsoever.
Wow.
And you know, flight attendants only get paid for when the plane is in the air. They can be at the airport. They can be doing things on the ground. They never get paid for that.
Even if there's like a delay,
nope,
and they're supposed to be on
the
clock?
They do not get paid for that.
Wow.
They only get paid when the flight is in the air off the ground. Isn't that crazy?
They get paid per hour? I thought they'd be salary.
And they get paid while the flight is in the air.
That's why you want those European flights.
Yeah, long.
In the air for a long time. That the pilots get paid the best. Those that get like New York to Paris twice a month, they're like loaded.
How do you know?
Well, my husband knows. I don't know. Would you say loaded?
How
but
much
it's
they make?
A very.
How much they make? Yeah, tell us. How much they make?
Like in the hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, and it's not a hard gig.
Would your husband ever be a pilot at a commercial airline?
I don't think so.
What's that transition from military to commercial airline? Does he have to
retake
tests?
A lot of people do it. I mean, yeah, you have to get checked out in whatever aircraft or whoever you're working for. A lot of people do it and they love it. And I mean, he's got some great friends that work for certain airlines.
Why does he want to do it?
He just doesn't want the whole, you do start, no matter where you are, you kind of start at the bottom.
Like, even though he's been flying in the Middle East and like doing real
right,
stuff?
Right, and you can work your way up, but he looked into flying like for FedEx, mm-hmm, or like if you know someone in there and you can get in, that's like a clutch job because you can fly through retirement and the retirement is great. But I think just kind of like the, you have to start, the, you know, the Austin to Dallas flights 10 times a day, you just...
Can you imagine a pilot's like, all right, Rook, come on. And he's like, Rook, I freaking served our country.
Yeah.
I shot down 32 planes in one day.
What did you do?
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Listen to this story here. This guy, 22 years old, he scammed Amazon out of $370,000 by just returning dirt to them.
What?
So he didn't buy dirt. So he would buy, let's say he bought a Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
And he would take it and he would take the Nintendo out of the box. And then he would fill it to its exact weight with dirt and ship it back. And they would never open the box.
Oh,
so
it would
just go sit in a warehouse.
And they could potentially ship it back out.
So he'd get the money back, and then he'd sell the Nintendo that he kept, and he made $370,000. 22 years old, been arrested because he kept sending them dirt. He filled up the boxes with the same exact weight of the product. Amazon's return policy says items shipped from the website can be returned within 30 days of receipt. Refunds are processed in 2 business days, and customers can expect their funds to show their account 3 to 5 days. And so he has been released on bail, and he has started his own company with all that money. So now it's like he's got this company going with a bunch of money he cheated Amazon out of.
Wow.
It's almost like people that were billing Amazon and Apple, I think maybe even Google and Facebook, with all these, hey, we did a bunch of work at your place. And so they would just pay them. They're massive companies.
Wow. Yeah.
Scammed out of like millions of dollars.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. A woman was driving in her car about 4 a.m. She's like, it's awful dark outside. I think I'm going to light a candle. So she lit a candle in her car.
Oh.
Had it on the console. It slipped off.
No.
And caught the whole car on fire.
Ooh, wow. That's just not good.
Did she wreck?
She was able to pull over and get out before she got inflamed, but the whole car went up in flames.
Pretty helpless feeling, I would imagine.
And the fire department said the car is a complete loss.
Wow, there you go. But lighting a candle in the car, I don't know.
I've never thought of that. No.
And I've thought of doing everything in the car. Everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Interesting.
All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So it's like 12:30 a.m., like middle of the night, woman sleeping, but her dog is going crazy. And she's like, why are you acting this way? So she decides to get out of bed and see what the deal is. He leads her over to the window. She looks out the window and sees flames coming out of her neighbor's house.
Wow.
Her neighbor's house was on fire. So then she grabs her brother. I guess she's an older woman. I don't know. Grabs her brother. They run outside, knock on the door. They're able to get that family out. Kids are in there, by the way. Everyone got out safe and sound, and there was severe damage to the house.
That dog wasn't even protecting his own people. He's protecting the neighbors.
Yeah. That's
a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What happened to you yesterday?
Well, so I was in the gas station parking lot, and I was reversing out of a spot in the parking lot. And I hear like a honk and then a and I look over and it's a police officer. And I roll down my window and I'm thinking, something wrong with my car or what? And he said, you might want to buckle up if you're going somewhere. And I was like, I'm buckling up. I'm going to buckle up. I promise I'm going to buckle up. But I had just put my car in reverse. I hadn't buckled up yet because I was still in my parking spot, sort of.
Was the car moving?
Yes, it was in reverse. You were and in that's the wrong. What he told me. Yeah. I know. But I was like, oh no, I'm in a buckle, don't worry. And he said, you should buckle up before that car even hits reverse or drive. And I was like, okay, yes, sir.
Good thing he didn't ticket you.
Right. I mean, I guess he could have, but how lame if I would have gotten
you breaking
ticket.
Wow. Don't be telling the law. You ever looked in the eyes of the law and told him it's lame?
No, I didn't.
Don't do it behind the
law's
back.
No, I said, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I showed respect. But then I was kind of bummed Stevenson wasn't with me because he would have loved that encounter. And he would roll down his window and be like, you're right. I always tell Mom, the car's moving.
He'd have ratted you out.
You're not buckled. Yeah.
I was, and we can't be on our phones driving here anymore.
Right.
Can't even hold it in your hand. And I was sitting in a lot yesterday, and there was this guy next to me who was texting away. And I grabbed my phone and was going to take a picture of him. And then I thought, I'm also breaking the law by taking a picture of him.
It's true.
Breaking the law. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get it.
Right.
I was going to get it and be like citizen's arrest on Instagram. But
that.
I didn't do it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox, did you sign for somebody here in the building?
Yeah, I did do that.
That wasn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently there's some drama now.
What do you mean drama?
I didn't know anything about it, but one of our bosses came to me and said somebody from the morning show signed somebody's name. It wasn't them.
Yes, there was someone in the building that needed something signed by one of the bosses. The bosses was not going to be back for 3 days, and he had to turn it in. And I said, look, man, no one's ever going to read the signature. I'll do it for you.
What were you signing for?
It's something about play. Like, it's something with a record label you get to sign once a month.
Oh,
sounds important.
Dear.
Well, like, HR called me, and they were like, hey, who signed when they shouldn't have signed?
What?
Yeah, because you can't do that.
But that's illegal, right? Is that
I'm not
forging?
Sure the legalities of it, but I didn't know that you really did that. I thought it was just a joke.
No, he seemed like he was in a panic. He was like, I don't know what to do. I mean, he goes, he signs it every month. He doesn't even read it. So it's like.
So you signed it? Why would you put yourself at risk
like
that?
Who was saying, I don't know what to do?
It's a coworker.
Coworker. I don't want to say names. Like, no need to say names. I don't want to get anybody in trouble here. But I was just like, okay, just like. And he was like, I have bad handwriting. So I was like, okay, here you go. Boom. And I just kind of did a little curly Q and a line and boom. Just kind of a generic signature. Real easy.
Okay. But you did do it?
I did do it. I was trying to help a coworker out of a situation.
Why couldn't he just do it then if he wanted someone to sign it fake? Because now you've put yourself and like they're going to have a meeting with you, HRS, for signing for one of our bosses.
He said he has bad handwriting, so it would be obvious. And he had written something on the note, like he had to fill out the paperwork so they would know his handwriting. So I said, okay, I'll help you out, man. You come. That's what I do. When coworkers need help, I help them out. Now, I'm a team player. Like, listen, guys, you need something done, I'll help you out.
What do you think about this? Because he's probably going to get in trouble for it.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I thought maybe a package came and the package was going to get taken away, which is a whole annoying process if someone doesn't just sign for it. So that would be super helpful. So I think there's times for signature fraud. And
Oh, she threw out the F word.
Don't say fraud.
Oh, that is fraud. That is. That,
and then,
and especially
and then
if this is an FCC thing. Like a,
oh, and then there's goodness. Times to not do signature fraud. And this, I don't understand what he was signing for. So it seems a little sketch. And if HR is involved, I would rather just bow out and plead the fifth.
I don't think Lunchbox knew what he was signing.
Like, but it doesn't matter. Why would you put yourself at risk?
Right.
I'm not going to sign
for
person, somebody I don't.
The whoever the other coworker is suckered you into doing it because they could have done it. It doesn't matter if your handwriting's messy or neat if you do a line with a curlicue. Like, I feel like they were scared, so they got you to do it. So now you're going to take the fall. Oh, no.
No, I think, I mean, we're in it together because.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. In it together. I mean, famous last words. Don't worry. We're in it together.
Wow.
We're co-conspirators. If there's anything wrong with it, there's nothing wrong. It was just one little sheet of paper. It wasn't even like a huge booklet. Well, it was one paper.
Co-conspirators are still conspirators.
Bones, what are we talking here? A year? 2 years?
I don't know.
Slammer?
No, there's no slammer, but they do want to talk to him. We have been in trouble with the FCC before.
What? This is going to be, this is involving stuff like that?
Yeah. I thought he was going to say he didn't do it.
Now he just went on the radio.
Wait, and how did it get back to you?
Because,
the HR?
Yes, through HR.
Wow.
Eddie's loving it over there.
Why is that funny?
It's hilarious because most of the time you're like, no, it wasn't me. And now you're just like, yeah, help
and there's
him out.
No pay
bro, gonna stick together.
I thought, what's his name? I don't know.
I thought you guys were going to give me props for helping a coworker out. That's why I took credit for it.
Wow.
But now that you say it's bad, I didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
You weren't there.
All right, I went there.
And we're done with this segment. Raymundo, hit that button, buddy. There it is.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, fun fact Friday. You want something from the 1800s?
Nothing screams fun like the 19th century. Go ahead.
Well, single women would put an apple slice under their arm during dances. And at the end of the night, when it was, you know, nice and sweaty, I guess, they would give it to the guy they liked. And if he felt the same way, if he was interested.
You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
I had to finish it. He would eat the apple. If he wasn't interested, he wouldn't eat it. But if
Amy,
he took a bite.
I would have never been interested in a single girl during the entire 1800s.
I know. I thought, what an interesting way to. I mean, now aren't you so glad we just have Tinder and you swipe?
Well, no. This is what I do. I take a chicken strip. I put it in my butt. I go for a run. If there's a girl and she likes me, I'm like, that's so disgusting. That's so disgusting.
I know.
I bet they didn't even shave their armpits back then either.
Oh.
Yeah.
I bet you're right.
All right, what else, Amy?
So,
By the way, that wasn't that fun. I'm just letting you know, that wasn't that fun. I like my Fun Facts Friday to really, like, give me joy.
It wasn't a little more fun?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, that 70s show, it debuted in 1998, which was 18 years after the 70s ended. So, based on that time difference, if there was going to be a That's 90s show, it would have debuted last year.
Wow.
It was kind of cool to watch. I didn't watch a lot, but the 70s show, they did a good job and it seemed so cool and like the bell bottoms. But like, if we were to watch a That's 90s show, like what would people be doing?
Well, I think it would work right now. The 90s are starting to be cool now, like much like the 80s were. And we were just kind of in that. The 80s were cool. Like 90s would be like Hammer Pants.
Early 90s, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know which part of the 90s.
Well, sorry. I was thinking, yeah, because I was trying to think of it too, like early.
Boy bands. When I just think of the 90s in general, it's like Hammer Pants, boy bands, the Dallas Cowboys. All right, what else, Amy?
Okay, so men get pregnancy symptoms, and it's more common than you would think. Like a study found that approximately 90% of men have nausea, breast tenderness, sometimes severe enough to prompt them to go to the doctor because they're like, what is happening to me? And they're like, oh, well, you're just, you know, your significant other, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever's pregnant, and you're just feeling it. So I didn't know if Eddie or Lunchbox had breast tenderness when their wives were pregnant. Oh,
no.
Or now.
No breast tenderness.
Well, I think I have a little, I had pizza last night, and I don't eat pizza. Rare. I don't eat the bread. I love pizza, but I had pizza with a girl last night.
All right.
Ow.
Yeah, it was pizza. That's not a euphemism for anything but pizza. And now she was like, let's get some New York pizza. And I was like, okay, great. Now I feel a little pregnant. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, bloated?
Yeah. I don't eat carbs like that. Blah.
Yeah, I know. The feeling.
Yeah.
But so. No. You're not.
And my breasts are kind of tender.
Was she pregnant?
Oh, boy.
What?
Are you starting to get some of her symptoms?
All right. Thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
there's these guys out on an oil rig 130 miles offshore doing what they do on an oil rig, and they see something paddling towards the oil rig, and they're like, what is... That's a dog.
How far are they at again?
130 miles from the shore, people.
Wow.
And they don't know how the little dog got out there, but it's paddling in the ocean, manages to cling onto one of the poles of the oil rig, and they were like, how are we going to get it up? They finally tie a rope together, put it around the dog's neck, and pull the dog up.
The dog is swimming 130 miles off the land. He's just out there swimming. And that's, he had to fall off something, right?
Had to. There's no way this, because it's a little dog. It's not like a huge, big old dog. Well, I don't even still think a big dog could swim 130 miles, but it made it and survived, and they rescued it.
I would adopt that dog.
Wow.
Is that even real? Is that a turtle?
I mean, do they have food on an oil rig? I don't even know.
Yeah.
How do they sleep on those things?
Beds.
They got rooms?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes. They're huge.
I don't know anything about them.
You haven't seen Armageddon?
I have seen Armageddon, but I didn't know if that's an accurate description.
Everything about that movie is accurate. It's historical.
All of
it. Yes, everything. All right, is that it?
That's it.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's do the morning corny with Amy right now. Here we go.
The morning corny.
Why was the burglar so sensitive?
Why was the burglar so sensitive?
He takes things personally.
Oh, takes them.
Oh, he takes them personally.
Like he steals them.
Personally. Get it?
Yeah.
I like that one.
You do?
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
I'm still trying to get it.
Well, no, he takes things for himself personally.
He's a burglar.
And he's sensitive, so it's like a play on the word.
I'm going to go no. Eddie's going to go yes. Oh, this is okay. Up to Lunchbox, though. It's up to you, buddy.
He doesn't. He hates
go ahead and hit it, Bobby.
He hates it.
Hit which one? The crickets?
Oh. Oh, man. Dang. Well, for all you burglars out there, you might like it.
All the girls are like, that's a good one.
That was the Morning Corny.
Bobby Bones, come on.
I want to go over and talk to Tina in Kansas City, who's on the phone right now. Hey, Tina, good morning.
Hey, Bobby.
What's happening?
How are you guys?
We're pretty good.
I just wanted to call in and let you know that I'm a new fan of yours, a couple months now, maybe a little more. But I had been a longtime listener of our morning program here, probably 25 years. And I am just addicted to you guys now. I just have to turn you on every morning and...
Oh, thanks.
Just so funny, and I love that you guys care about kids and the whole foster and adoption thing that you guys are doing, and it's just really great. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
I got to be honest, we got some good people on this show. You talk about foster and adoption. Amy's two children are adopted, and Eddie's got fostering two children, and I feel like you guys also a bit foster me.
Oh, yeah.
With your love.
We've adopted you.
With your special love. Yes.
Takes a really big heart to do that, and I've seen it done in personal ways even, and it's great that you guys have put, there's such good people out there to do that.
Well, Tina, thank you, and thanks for listening, and man, if you tell your friends about us, that'd be awesome, because they can listen to iHeartRadio and right there.
I will do so.
All right, thank you, Tina. See you later.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This story is so funny, and I'm glad I wasn't there. But a Disney World tourist did not have a fast pass to a ride, which a fast pass is, you can go on, you can buy one, and you get to basically cut line.
Yeah.
And you only buy one an hour or so. So she didn't have one of these, and she wanted to go on Tower of Terror, which is that ride at Disney that takes you up and drops you, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on it. It's amazing.
Okay. So she's like, I don't have a fast pass. I want to get on this ride. They said no. So she punched an employee and then started pressing all the buttons.
What?
What?
Yeah, like at the podium, just started slamming buttons.
Not good.
A Chicago tourist who was angry she didn't have a fast pass ended up punching a cast member in the face and began pushing all the buttons. And an employee said, hey, don't do that. That could have an effect on the ride. The 23-year-old woman wasn't charged because the Disney worker didn't want to press charges.
Oh, too nice.
The attack began when her and her group, oh, her group was so embarrassed, right?
Course.
Oh, it has to be.
What if it's a church group?
Unless they're all obnoxious.
They were upset their fast passes weren't valid for the Tower of Terror, which, because it was a long wait, they say no fast passes on this line, apparently. The incident was right there in, where everybody watches like the Twilight Zone introduction, they say. And so, again, the scene just continued to escalate. She goes, hey, you should stop. And that's when she pushed the girl's hands away, and then she punched the cast member in the face. Then she goes over and starts hitting all the buttons. It's a whole thing.
Not
what
cool.
does she want to do with all the buttons, I wonder?
No.
Make it crash?
Yeah.
Is that her goal by hitting all the buttons?
If like, she can't be on it, nobody's going to have a good time.
Or what about the people that are on it? Does she want to be like, like break their legs?
Oh, that would be so awful.
We don't tolerate unsafe behavior, a Disney spokeswoman said. I thought that story was funny. I was laughing before we went on the air with it.
She should be in trouble. The cast member should press charges.
You know, it shouldn't be on the cast member. It should be on the park.
Okay, the park, yeah. Sure. Somebody.
If she punched somebody in the face?
Mm-hmm.
If I was on that ride and someone starts hitting buttons when I'm on the ride and it could make it go faster or stop, I'd be ticked. I saw where there was some bad weather and they had to stop some of the rides the other day. And they just stick you. You're just there wherever you stop.
Oh, that's the worst. I mean, I've never experienced it, but to be on a roller coaster upside down.
Yeah, you see that sometimes where it's hanging upside down for like 4 hours and people
are
just stuck
up
there. Oh
my gosh, no, because I always am nervous that my little harness thing is going to come loose.
With
even
me,
on
I
the
think
ride.
More about blood rushing in my head just for a long time more than I, because I don't think that's ever going to drop. I don't think the harness is going to let me go.
Oh, I do.
I think about how miserable it will be just all the blood pulsing into your head for hours.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I love recognizing our men and women in the blue. They're out there protecting us, serving us, even saving us. A pair of police officers in South Carolina, they were in a Walmart, and there was a 3-year-old kid who stopped breathing and collapsed inside the Walmart. Officers Brandon White and Kirby Clappin found the little girl on the floor in the clothing section, and there was a stranger trying to help her, and they were like, okay, we're trained. But really, how trained can you be on a 3-year-old? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can try all the training in the world, but when there's a little kid that's really stopped breathing, so the officers did CPR until emergency personnel arrived. The first responders got her. They kept her going with the CPR. They found a heartbeat. They were taken to all the hospital, the cops, the girl. She was saved. Everything. She wins. She lived. They saved her. And I want to recognize them for hopping in and, one, just being police officers, because there's a lot to that. Your life's on the line every day. And then you save people, and that's cool too. So officers Brandon White and Kirby Clappin, that's pretty cool. I see you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. On Instagram, I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. You can click and follow. Just want to say appreciate you guys being here. Lots of options for you. So the fact that you listen to us, we really appreciate that. And if you spend 10 minutes or 5 hours, we appreciate that. Listen to the show back on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Just search Bobby Bones Show. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.